man. This is the old, old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with program number 133 in a series of 260 broadcasts dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. We follow the same format of the historical Frank Fitzsimmons series, so we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. 30 years ago today, July 17th, 1966, two men were reported missing, and ultimately it would become known as the Triple Murder, which took place in this county and 30 years later is still unsolved. Charles Glass and Vernon Shipman were co-owners of the Tempo Music Shop, which operated on the east side of Main Street between 4th and 5th Avenues. The two were seen together on Sunday afternoon, July 17, 1966. Both men were originally reported to be about 40 years of age. Neither was married. It was established that Vernon Shipman had been at his Maple Street home on Sunday afternoon at about 2 p.m. when he had a telephone conversation with Charles Glass. At about 4:45 that same afternoon, July 17, 1966, Shipman had talked with another friend on the phone and confirmed a dinner engagement with that friend for 5:30. He did not keep the appointment. When the pair was reported missing on Wednesday, July 20th, no one had seen or heard from them since a passing motorist had reported to have seen them in a car at about 6:30 on Little River Road between Canoga and U.S. 25. Friends and family said this type of behavior was simply not in keeping with their known habits and indicated they could have been the victims of an accident or harm. But nobody was ready for the shock that would hit this community on Friday afternoon, July 22nd, when the bodies of the two men plus a woman were discovered about a quarter of a mile off North Lake Summit Road. Police officers who responded to the report of the finding described the scene as one of the most macabre sights they had witnessed in their entire law enforcement careers. The investigation was jointly conducted by Chief of Police William V. Powers and Sheriff Paul Z. Hill with the cooperation of the SBI. The discovery of the bodies was reported to law enforcement officers by Charles Hill of East Flat Rock and Larry Shipman, no relation, of Lake Summit, who had entered the area to dump a load of trash. During the period from Sunday afternoon to the time the bodies were discovered on Friday afternoon, frequent rains had created a bog at the gruesome scene in a clearing beneath utility transmission lines near the Lake Summit Dam. The three bodies had been placed in a semicircle, all three lying on their backs. The men were fully clothed, and a third person, a woman, identified as Louise Davis Shoemate of Asheville, she was unclothed except for a skirt below the knees, and a blouse had been pulled back over her shoulder and placed under her back. All three had been bludgeoned and died of head injuries. On first examination, it was reported that the Shoemate woman had been hit by shotgun pellets, but a later autopsy indicated that she had instead been stabbed repeatedly with what probably was about the size of an ice pick, but that all of the penetrations were of the same depth. Glass had also suffered similar wounds, as had Shipman. Chief of Police Powers was quoted as saying that even though the rains which had occurred from the time of their death up until the bodies were discovered had obliterated a great deal of evidence, he was convinced from evidence on the scene that the three victims had been killed at that spot where they were found. There was no sign of struggle, and an upright bumper jack was to become quite prominent in the investigation of this ghastly killing. Still referred to as the Triple Murder, the story was peddled and sold by the Weekly Tribune editor John Scholer to one of the popular detective magazines, and it was headlined to be the most bizarre crime of the century. As we said, Shipman and Glass were both reported to be about 40. Shipman was actually 42. Glass was nearer 37. The woman, who was described as being so quiet she was almost a recluse, was actually 61 years old, but people acquainted with her said she could pass for 45. There was symbolism. Charlie Glass loved the weird and unusual. He published a booklet on voodooism, which readers described more as comedy than the occult. But Glass had hawked the booklets for $2 apiece in ads he had placed in black magazines. As a result, many locals theorized that voodooism and black magic had been the rationale for the gruesome experience. Police discounted the voodoo theories and felt it was a sex slaying, and that the two witnesses were then killed. And yet, months later, very little could be learned of Louise Davis Shoemate, or how she, Glass, and Shipman found themselves in the same company. And the question that was never answered had to do with a reported fourth man who had been seen in the car with them earlier on that Sunday, wearing dark glasses, a shirt and a tie, and a dark coat. As the investigation stretched over months, there were even a couple of suspects discovered in Florida who confessed to doing the killing, but after getting a free trip back to the mountains at taxpayers' expense, were found to have not even been in this area at the time of the gruesome slayings. Memories of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.